This is Indie 102.3 from Colorado Public Radio. Alicia Sweeney with the band Ipecac. They are our winners of the Best of the Local 303 from 2023. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for having us.
Hi. Okay. For those that aren't in the know, you guys introduce yourself and what you play.
All right. I'll start here. My name is Canyon. I play the drums.
Hi. I'm Rodney and I play guitar.
My name is Tate and I'm the bass player.
My name is Isabella Osborne, and I'm the lead singer of Ipecac.
Well, part of y'all's prize for winning our Best of Local 303, which I got to say, your fans really showed up for you guys and voted a lot. It was really incredible to see that throughout the process of hosting our poll. I want y'all to share the moment about when your name was called or when we started playing your song at our local 303 for January, when we were announcing the top bands of the year, because some of you didn't recognize that it was your music playing.
Yeah, no, it was like incredibly exciting. We had no idea. It was just so cool. When they started playing, we didn't actually recognize our song. I think Rodney, you recognized my drums, but that's about it.
Yeah, I like sort of felt in my soul. I was like, this has to be Canyon drumming, but I didn't recognize the song. And it was funny, like through the night, like I don't think any of us expected to win. And so through the night, as the names kept getting announced, I think we were all sort of like, oh.
Slowly getting more and more sad.
We're not going to get picked at all. But we were like, okay, so happy for all the people that did. And then that moment when I think Isabella recognized
the
song first.
I recognized the song right away. It's our song, Everyone Deserves Love. And I recognized it just from like, I don't know what it was. I think I just did. I don't know how to tell you. But it was really...
It's our song.
Yeah, no. And it was really weird. I had this like feeling that we were going to get something. It's like this, you could call it fate, you could call it intuition, you could call it whatever, like some sort of vibe that was there that I knew we were going to get something. But I had no idea, like my bandmate said, I had no idea that we would get this first place spot. Like, this is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, because there were so many good artists. We were standing there just like jamming the whole night as you were playing the tracks. It was cool.
You were waiting for me to give you the participation ribbon, it sounds like.
Exactly. Yeah, we were going to walk out of there with a high five.
Well, you mentioned the song Everyone Deserves Love, and we loved playing it on the radio when you are featured Local 303 last July. Do you want to play that in the studio now?
I think so.
Absolutely.
Do it. Sure.
Let's do it. It's Ipecac on Indie 102.3.
We'll be right back.
normal hair. I might be preaching for nobody. I might seem outrageous to you, but honey, I deserve love.
That's the song Everyone Deserves Love from Ipecac here on Indy 102.3. They are the winners of our Best of the Local 303 from this past year, from our listener poll. So that song came out on your debut EP that came out last year. The song Everyone Deserves Love, I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory, but that's the vibe on the debut EP. It is about love and confidence, right?
Yeah, so the EP that we kind of put out has a whole bunch of different songs on it. But that song in particular is just kind of about how people, I mean, there's so much hate in the world for, mm-hmm. for everybody. Just kind of saying like, hey, can we all like chill out and just recognize that everyone deserves love and respect? That's kind of what that song's about. So we really wanted to put out something that showed our love for music and everything else, so.
Yeah, when you guys sent your EP to me, it definitely stood out to me. I was like, this one is one of those songs that you'll hear on the radio and you can just, you know, feel that love radiating. Well, it was released on local label Sailor Records. Tell me a little bit about your experience with them.
So Sailor's been awesome. We were sort of, you know, surprised when the whole thing came about, but they wanted to release our EP on their label. And so we've been working with them and they did a vinyl distribution for us with that EP. And then upcoming, we'll be doing another EP. And I think for that one, along with the vinyl deal, they're gonna try and get some national press around it, try and get that word out there a little bit more.
Yeah, I love that. You mentioned a new EP. It's in the works?
Yes.
Yeah. You're all like, well, we should talk about
this. Yeah, so we do have a new EP in the works. It's going to be really awesome. We got a bunch of awesome new songs, some that you might hear tonight. Let's hear. Do you guys want to add anything on?
That EP will also be released under Sailor, but we're going to go up to Evergroove Studios this time to record that. So we're really excited. We've met with the team, and we think it's going to be a great experience.
You already have your songs pretty much down, right? So you're just going in for the recording process, not to
We'll do a little bit of pre-production with them too. We really, I mean, our music is a collaborative effort, so between the four of us and then whoever ends up producing it, we always just want to get as many ideas and people involved as possible, because we think that makes the song so much stronger than if it were just us.
Yeah, I believe that. You guys formed in 2017, I think since 2020 with this current iteration of the group. So y'all been playing together since, what, middle school, high school?
Yeah. We have been, in specific, playing together for a long time. And this is kind of like just a big group of childhood friends, it seems like. Because we all have just been with each other for so many years, it seems.
Yeah, I think we can read each other's minds musically.
Oh my God, it's bad.
Yeah, so what is that like being in the studio or being at band practice with you guys?
It's really neat. I feel like we kind of bounce ideas off each other a lot. And we really have this respect for one another and this kind of understanding and empathy for each other that, like, hey, we all have our own ideas. We all have our own stuff going on. Like, let's concede on some things. Let's add some things. And let's just make something really beautiful.
Yeah, and I mean, I know that you guys don't know any different, but that sounds really nice to have, to be best friends and to be in a band together and really work towards making, something beautiful or new.
We're definitely lucky.
Yeah, I mean, well, because all of us, I guess to start, we all have very different musical backgrounds to come into these sort of atmosphere of this band. So if you kind of listen to our songs, you know, each and every one of them is definitely slightly different from each other. And some are kind of heavier, some are kind of light, and some are really funky, and some are just groovy. And it's like we have this big conglomeration of just stuff that we always throw in, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's really come together with the new EP.
Yeah, a lot of that in the new EP.
The new songs. We just want to make like hard rock, heavy, you know, just rocking songs. I think we really excel live. Our live shows are so much fun. We just want to like write songs that you can sing in the car and bang your head to.
Which I think is going to be perfectly shown off in these next couple of tracks that you're going to perform in the studio. A self-titled track. I say this on the radio a lot. I think every band needs to have your mission statement kind of track. So this is like a party one for you guys, right?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Tonight, the rock is gonna take you out. been looking for a lover. The sound of country is enough for my precious heart. I can feel you drifting on closer. I've been a little too close on the very start. Don't you know I'm strictly here on business? We don't need your many are touching our face. So we just came to listen to the music. And I'm a sway, sway away from your hands. And young boys' hearts. But if heartbreak means a tiny bit of rejection, we ain't gonna get very far. Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm not your girl.
It's Ipecac here on Indie 102.3, hanging out in our performance studio with the band. They are our winners of the Best of the Local 303. We're so excited to have you here. You just played some new tracks that'll be out on the new EP, which will come out in 2024, right?
Yeah.
So that one was Here on Business. Right before that, we heard Ipecac. Tell me about Here on Business. This is kind of like a feminist rock song, I felt like, through the lyrics.
Yeah, so in writing this song, I kind of took inspiration from another local Denver artist and kind of sprinkled a little bit of country in there with like the lyric style and vocal style. Really, it's about how sometimes, you know, in a lot of different places and a lot of different bars, people are harassed. And it's not just women. It's also men as well. There's tons of people who get harassed at bars and who don't have a very fun time. And so this song is just kind of about how we don't need any creeps out there. Like, if you're at a place where you're partying and you're drinking or whatever you're doing, this is kind of just an encouragement to be responsible and to watch out for each other, regardless of gender, regardless of, like, who you are. We don't need a creep of any kind, you know?
Mm-hmm. We don't need a creep of any kind. I like that. I could have that on a bumper sticker. Or, like, on
that's
a guitar case.
That's a good
case
song name, too.
For, yeah. All right. Maybe album name? Just kidding.
Ooh.
They're still working on the album title for the new EP. You mentioned a Colorado artist that song was inspired by. Who is it? Are you able to share?
It's been a couple of them, actually.
Yeah.
So the artist that I kind of took inspiration from was Dead on a Sunday in particular. That band is kind of like a dark wave artist. And at one point, I came across a TikTok where he was kind of doing a little bit of a country thing with dark wave, like kind of a combination of the two. So I really wanted to kind of apply that to the band and be like, hey, let's sprinkle a little bit of country vocal style into there. So that's kind of where that came from.
Are there any other Colorado bands that you've become close with over the last couple of years since you've been playing out more and more?
Oh, there's been so many.
I mean, shout out MF Ruckus. We just did a little tour with them recently, which was absolutely awesome.
They're like Denver legends.
Denver legends. We love those guys.
Yeah, our tour was back in July of 2023 with them. Mm-hmm.
And then Rocket Surgeons have, oh my gosh, they've been like homies of ours since 2017, since the beginning. So great people, cool music. But I mean, I don't think we have time to list everybody, and I wouldn't want to leave anybody out either. So Anybody else that you guys want to?
I mean, Trujillo Company.
Trujillo Company. Oh my gosh, yes. Too. They're homies.
Which they'll be playing with you guys at the 303 Day Show.
I'm telling you, that's a lineup made in heaven.
It's so good.
So killer.
Have you collaborated and released any tracks with any local artists? Or if you could, who would it be? Like, if you could choose anybody. The Lumineers.
Right?
Yeah. I mean.
Right?
If they want to hit us up.
I know, stealth.
We haven't yet, but we would love to. I think we would have so much fun with all the different genres that Denver has. And I feel like all of the talent that's in here is just so amazing. So I honestly think we would have a good time collabing with just about anybody.
Oh my gosh, that's so real. Like, if anybody wants to hit us up, we are so down.
You guys are busy on socials, right? Like, I don't really TikTok. Like, I'm one of those people that watches TikTok through watching Instagram videos, but y'all are on TikTok and heavy on Instagram as well. Is that a way that you mostly enjoy connecting with fans when you're not performing?
Yeah, we love connecting with our fans through our social medias, and also just telling people about our shows on there. We have a lot of fun moments that we kind of put out there sometimes. So we're going to be doing a lot more of that this year with just everything that we're going to have going on.
Is it fun, or do you feel like you have to because that's just what bands are supposed to do?
I mean, I find it really fun. I feel like it's sometimes hard to keep up with social media, for sure, for any band. Overall, we find it really fun just to connect with people and really put the word out there about our music.
Yeah. Any 2024 goals that you guys have as a band together?
Absolutely kick inside. That's a pretty solid one.
Can we say that? Interview?
It'll just be like kick bleep.
Perfect.
That works. That's even more metal.
Yeah.
All right.
Totally is.
But yeah, just absolutely rocking out together and making more incredible songs. That would be the absolute dream for this year.
Well, you have one more song left for us now. Set this one up. It's called Fifth and Grime.
I can't speak to this because I didn't write the lyrics, but I think the name sort of came about because we didn't know what to name the song. And so we were just throwing out ideas, and I think someone misheard somebody else when we were talking about names and heard Fifth and Grime, and I don't think that's what whoever said it said. Correct me if I'm wrong. Jump in, but
I don't remember either. I think that's correct, though. We were just kind of coming up with ideas.
Yeah, and that's where the name came from. But Isabella, do you want to talk about the lyrics?
Yeah, I mean, for this particular song, it was actually inspired by a Netflix series called Arcane. I kind of wanted to incorporate kind of the feel that comes along with the song Get Jinxed from that series, if anybody's a fan of Arcane. It was really cool just to kind of write. And after we came up with the name of the song, I actually put that in the lyrics. Usually with our writing, it's the reverse, where we kind of have the lyrics, we have different name ideas within the lyrics, and then we choose a name from there. But this time we chose a name and stuck it in the lyrics. So it was a really fun song to write, and it's just kind of has this attitude, you know. It's kind of like you know, just saying like, hey, like, I'm here. It's just like kind of just really tough, just acting tough, kind of calling out the people who act tough in a toxic way, really.
Corner of greed, the smell upon your face. You want what I You know where you're from, down, down. You know where you are, down, down. If you're down, everybody get down.
Grime from Ipecac in our performance studio. Been hanging out with the band, and you can come hang out with me and the band for our 303 day show on March 3rd. You know, 303 day. They're going to be headlining our show. You voted them the number one local 303 act of this past year. So while you were playing that song, I couldn't help but notice in the studio, is there a ring dangling from your bass, Tate?
Yeah, so there is a ring dangling from my bass, and it's kind of funny because that was originally his ring, but some, let's just say circumstances have happened between some people in his life, and we were like, you know what, this would be really funny if we just tie it to the head of my bass and we'll just leave it there. And it's been there for
years
now.
Yeah, man, I think it's really a testament to how close we are and and our relationship, and you're always there for me, so I really appreciate you. And it's a cool accessory.
It's
for your ring.
I'm married to you. That's what it means. That's yes. That ring. But no, it's really just a really funny story, and I'm astounded that it's actually still there and I haven't lost it.
Am I one of the first people to ask you about it, or do people ask?
Nobody has ever thought a clue about it. They're just like, oh, that's there. And
well,
I've never had to explain it before. Yeah.
At first I was like, did something break on? But then, yeah. And then I was like, I think it's a ring dangling. So you're trolling the person, whoever gave the ring. Is it kind of a troll also, in addition to your love as friends for each other?
It was originally kind of like that, and then it kind of just turned out to be just really funny, so we kind of just left it there.
Yeah,
I think so.
Your bass is a whole experience.
It is.
I don't know if they saw in the video, but you have two identical basses, and one of them is, we'll say, relict.
Slightly.
So your bass is just a whole experience.
It adds an extra little piece of character to it.
Exactly.
Well, I sure love you guys, and I'm so glad that you got to come into the studio today. We are so excited to have you headline our 303-day show, which also includes the Trujillo Company and Virgie Dart. It is all ages at number 38, and we hope to see you there. Thanks so much to Team Indie 102.3, including our videographer, Irvin Coffey, and our audio engineer, Justin Peacock, for helping to make this happen. My name's Alicia Sweeney. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.